Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Joe Cocker bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friends Pierce and Jane Howard. They're the co-authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. And don't you guys have a new book coming out, Jane?
Well, we have one that came out in 2011. That was The Owner's Manual from 12 to 22.
Oh, that's the younger one. That's what I meant. That's what I was thinking about. Okay, yeah. I want to make sure I mentioned that. And okay, so you guys
and
just
we do have another one coming out next year called The Owner's Manual for Happiness.
Okay, well, we'll make sure we get a copy of that. Pierce and Jane, folks, we're talking about their trip to the Middle East. They recently went to Europe in the Middle East, to Spain, to Germany, to Jordan, the nation of Jordan.
Istanbul, Prague, Berlin.
Okay, so you got a lot more than. So one of the things you want to talk about today was this issue of stereotypes. You know, Jane, I've been telling my audience for a long time that even if you're a small business owner, you are in a global economy. You're connected directly or indirectly, straight line or dotted line, somehow to, maybe no more than a couple of degrees of separation from somebody in another part of the world, aren't you?
Absolutely, Jim. And the other thing is, I think a lot of small business people could look to sell their products and services outside of the United States.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes if we're in a small business, we don't think in terms of we could be selling to the world. And this is something we stepped into in the late 90s with our personality assessment, and it has just been a phenomenal
You guys have customers all over the world, don't you?
We do. Our website where we do our assessment is operating 24/7, 365.
Yeah. We sell to five times as many countries as we have employees.
Right. Yep. And so, and you're just a small business there in Charlotte, North Carolina, that
11 employees
that decided to expand your reach. And of course, Jane, my audience knows, Pierce, that I talk about this all the time. I've done many interviews with the folks with Doug Barry at the U.S. Commercial Services Division of the Chamber of the Department of Commerce, and so they know my attitude about this. But as we're doing this, as we're thinking about doing business with other people of other societies, other cultures, other languages, other countries, it's important for us to recognize that in so many ways we're just alike, but in some ways we're quite different, aren't we?
We're talking about biology and we're talking about culture. So we have to think about the personalities of the people that we're dealing with. I mean, we're just back from Barcelona, so one of the things we might say, people in Spain tend to be more extroverted than we are. Mm-hmm. We think about the lively culture in Mexico that many of us have experienced, mm-hmm. and perhaps not been to Spain. In Spain, they don't eat dinner until 10 o'clock at night, so they keep going a long time during the day. So the bottom line is we have to come back and look at what is the source of personality and review the research and find out, are those people like us or are they dramatically different in some way? And bottom line, people are people, regardless of where we go on the globe. The personality traits follow from culture to culture.
So you found that your five-factor model you guys base your work on is consistent across cultures, across waters.
Absolutely. In fact, the five factors have been recovered in every culture in the world. And one thing to keep in mind, though, is that some cultures have added a dimension that's relatively unique for them. For example, in China, there's a dimension called interpersonal relatedness, which involves things like saving face.
Mm-hmm.
And saving face is it's not that big a deal in the U.S. I mean, it's more important for some people than others, but in China, it's a bigger deal. And it's such a big deal that it has risen so that they would regard it as part of the Big Six.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got your universal Big Five plus an extra category there.
And that's also something that we need to pay attention to. We need to know these things. Well, this is a variant. We need to know about it if we're going to do business with them, don't we?
Exactly. Another one. I was just reading an article yesterday about a study in South Africa where they interviewed several thousand people who spoke 11 different official languages in South Africa to determine whether or not the five-factor model was there. And it was, but they also found another factor called what they call facilitating, which has to do with the degree to which an individual is looked up to in the community.
Caste system.
Like being a role model.
Oh,
being,
I see.
Like being a respected member
respect,
of the community.
We're talking about respect then, yeah.
Being looked up to in terms of value and contribution to the community. And that's important enough in South Africa to be a personality trait.
And both of those things, the South Africa and the China thing, are things that we don't have here in America because of how we were founded, but also because, you know, this thing about the honor in China, it's not unlike that in Europe in terms of, and compared to the way it is in the United States, because in the United States, one of the things we do is we redeem people. Redemption is alive and well in America. It's not alive and well as much in other countries. And so we're going to get Pearson Jane to talk to us some more about stereotypes, making sure that we understand the other folks that we're dealing with when we're doing business outside of the United States. Tintail, right back with Pearson Jane Howard. Their website, by the way, is Syntax, with a C, syntax.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.